At 35, okay. And what does it say here? Not following directions and disruptive? What?
These two fifth graders at an elementary school in Howard County, Maryland, north of Washington, D.C., have been struggling in school. Identifying potential dropouts early while they're still in elementary school is the key to a program here. Teachers and administrators work with students through their high school years to make sure they have the resources they need to learn and graduate, and don't disrupt the learning experience for others. Carol Gallet is the Alternative Education Coordinator at Running Brook Elementary School.
We know that a lot of behavior problems, at least in elementary school, are academically based. So when children can't do the work that they're being asked to do, they'll get frustrated and act out.
Recently, a major U.S. weekly news magazine ran a cover story titled Dropout Nation. It cited estimates that up to one in three high school students will fail to graduate.
My last day before I go on vacation.
Howard County's dropout rate is just over 1%. Craig Cummings is coordinator for alternative education programs for Howard County. He attributes part of the success to aggressive and early intervention to help kids.
The longer that behavioral and academic problems fester and go unaddressed, the more difficult it is to change those things around and have some positive outcomes.
Cummings says there are many reasons students decide to quit school. All the educators we talked to agreed the biggest factor was a lack of connectedness, schools and teachers failing to build relationships with kids so they feel they belong. Razi Akosi is a school mental health therapist.
And if you look at actual brain research that's coming out, the relationship piece, the emotional piece of kids feeling connected to school is very high on the list of them being able to learn and ready to learn. It's not just a fluff thing. Biologically, there's something going on in the brain that helps people feel connected, and they need to be able to do that.
Homewood School takes the most at-risk students in Howard County. It uses smaller class sizes, more individual attention, and behavioral counseling. It also offers an after-school program where teachers are committed to building relationships with students.
You're getting into multi-generational levels of dysfunction in the family. Sometimes coming into Homewood, you're seeing parents who had dropped out, so they didn't have the academic ability to help their kids move on.
What's her name?
Her name's Alana.
Teen pregnancy also contributes to the dropout rate nationwide. Jerry Maxwell Jones is a facilitator for a special program for teen mothers and fathers so they can stay in school. She works with 11 students who attend classes at a traditional high school. They receive free transportation, daycare, and other support services.
Oh, they would drop out because it's real hard. It's easy to mesh into the school population. And oftentimes, these students drop through the cracks because there's no one there to advocate for them. There's no one there to encourage them.
Not all school systems across the U.S. have the resources of Howard County. The personal attention and services these kids receive are expensive. But Carol Gallet says, in the end, it pays off.
So if they stay with an alternative ed program all the way through, I would say probably 90% of them are successful and will graduate.
Jeff Swicord, VOA News, Howard County, Maryland.